This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. It's been a week of uncomfortable revelations in the tight U.S. Senate race between incumbent Republican Scott Brown and Democrat Elizabeth Warren. On Friday, each released recent tax returns that show they're both millionaires, even as they say they'll outdo each other working for regular people. But Warren, a Harvard law professor, has also been defending herself against allegations that she used her Native American heritage to advance her law career. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports.
Elizabeth Warren says she did not know that Harvard touted her as a member of a minority group back in the 1990s when the law school came under criticism for being too white. But she says when she was growing up in Oklahoma, her family always told her she's part Cherokee.
I am very proud of my heritage. These are my family stories. This is what my brothers and I were told by my mom and my dad, my mama and my papa. This is our lives, and I'm very proud of it.
Warren was also identified as a minority in professional legal directories for years. So just how much of a minority is she? Chris Child has been digging through the census birth and death records of Warren's family. The Boston genealogist eventually unearthed a document stating that Elizabeth Warren's great-great-great-grandmother was Native American. The documents from the woman's son.
In 1894, on his application for marriage license, he lists his father as Jonathan Houston Crawford and his mother as O.C. Sarah Smith, Cherokee Indian.
Child says it would take more research to confirm his finding. Some bloggers have been calling on Elizabeth Warren to take a DNA test. Child says documenting Native American ancestry is a common request at the New England Historic Genealogical Society, where he works.
Sometimes we're able to find some evidence. More oftentimes, we're actually not able to find any evidence. In this particular case, at least we're dealing with someone who in 1894 claimed a Cherokee connection versus just a lot of people today. So that's one bit of promising information.
This suggests that Elizabeth Warren is 1/32nd Native American.
I'm not terribly impressed with this particular card that Elizabeth Warren has pulled.
Warren supporter Paul Vinecco is disappointed she claimed Native heritage at all. The Jamaica Plain Man is also American Indian, part Narragansett.
You know, I'm a quarter, and it's so far recessed behind me that I really can't reference it for any particular reason, and I just feel like Elizabeth Warren probably has even less reason.
Vinecco had been planning to vote for Warren. Now he's less certain. But for Jeff Richards of Cambridge, it's not a big deal.
What does it matter? Aren't we all somehow related? What do they think she's doing? Try to garner the Native vote?
Some critics are insinuating she may have used her minority status to advance in academia. Warren says she doesn't recall ever talking about her Native heritage when applying for faculty jobs, including her current one.
I believe that I was recruited at Harvard because I'm a good teacher.
But the questions aren't going away. The Democrats' opponent in the Senate race, Republican Scott Brown, has been keeping those questions alive.
Well, I know the media's been asking a lot of questions, and I've been following it just like you have. So if there are questions, you know, she should answer them.
But today, Elizabeth Warren's campaign called Scott Brown a hypocrite. He's been a vehement opponent of President Obama's health care overhaul, but Brown admitted yesterday that his 23-year-old daughter is saving money after college by staying on his congressional health insurance plan. That's made possible by a provision of the health care law he opposes. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.